My trip to London. I had great holidays this year. I spent 3 weeks in London and it was fantastic. We went there by plane. I was a bit worried because it was my first flight, but everything was okay. In London, we stayed at Aunt Anne's. She's actually my mother's aunt and she's very nice. She moved to London 30 years ago. So she knows the city really well. Anyway, we did a lot of sightseeing. First, we visited Buckingham Palace. Well, we didn't go inside, because the tickets were quite expensive, but we watched the changing of the guards. British soldiers in funny fur hats were doing a lot of strange walking. That was fun. I had hoped to see the Queen, but she didn't turn up. Pity. Because I wanted to talk to her. Then we went to the Tower of London. It's a sort of castle in the middle of the city. My dad says it used to be a prison. King Henry VIII, who had many wives, killed one of his wives there. He cut off her head. And there were terrible ravens on the grass. Ugh, I didn't like the place. But I really liked the big Ferris wheel, which is called the London Eye. I guess it is called so because we can see many things from up there, like it was a really big eye. We bought the tickets and went up in a special capsule. I was a bit disappointed because it was going really slowly. But then we could see everything, all of London, the River Thames, all the churches and buildings, even the Heathrow Airport. And in the distance, my mum noticed Windsor Castle, another residence of the Queen. During our stay in London, we visited many churches, parks, bridges, museums, and other places, but I don't remember their names. But there is one more thing that I really enjoyed, a visit to Legoland. It's not really in London, but in Windsor. We had to take a train to get there. It was fabulous. All those roller coasters, wheels, racing cars, and so many things made from Lego bricks only. I wanted to stay there forever. When we were in London, we travelled mostly on the Underground, which the Londoners call the Tube. We also went on a bus a couple of times. All the buses in London are red, and most of them are double-deckers. It means that you can sit either downstairs or upstairs. I always wanted to sit upstairs, of course. The Londoners we met were really friendly and helpful, and I even made friends with a girl named Beverly. I think it's not fair to give a name like that to your daughter. But she was really nice, and the best thing was that I could talk with her and we understood each other. My English is quite good. Hooray!